Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, will the third term be the charm tonight? The Political Cesspool online chat and virtual fan party is back up and running again. You people, way too much. You're crashing it. It can't handle all the folks in there, but listen, we're back. It shows the fierce determination of our people that we keep coming back to the chat tonight. We're back again. It's back up. It's online. We're having a party. It's the Political Cesspool virtual fan party and online chat, rather, hosted by CFCC.org. And what a great second hour we had with Kyle Rogers this evening. A man who is getting a lot of news coverage tonight, and he came on to share with us how the media is mishandling the facts of the tragic shooting involving Trayvon Martin. What's even more tragic, perhaps, is the way they're handling the story. But nevertheless, Kyle was on tonight, and he deserves a round of applause. Welcome back to the third and final hour tonight. It's Saturday evening, March 24th. I'm James Edwards, AM 1380. WLRM Radio, that's where I'm at right now, the downtown studios of our flagship station, going out to the AM-FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And one more time, kids, and one more time only, if you're listening to me now, go ahead and rejoin us one more time in the chat room. It's back up and running after two crashes. We're not going to let it happen a third time tonight. Right, guys? CFCC.org, our partners, CFCC.org. Join the chat. Join me right now, and I'll be taking your questions and comments over the course of this final hour. Now, our last guest of the evening tonight, our second and final guest, has the patience of Job, and what a great guy he is. He was on with us a few weeks back when we made what I believe to be radio history, at least. Winston Smith, despite the fact that he's not able to hear, was on the show, and he participated in a great interview with Andy Nowicki through the talents of a courtroom transcriptionist who was writing what was being said, and Winston was responding in kind. Well, since then, Andy was supposed to be back with us the following week, and Winston was out of town. Then I had Amron, and something else happened. Anyway, the guy, again, has the patience of Job, but even though Winston had something come up again tonight, I said, listen, Andy, we're not bumping you again, my friend, and thank you for bearing with us. Andy Nowicki is a Savannah, Georgia-based author and cultural commentator. He writes regularly for our favorite websites, including AlternativeRight.com, The Last Ditch, and others, and has also contributed columns to TalkieMag.com, Christendom Review, Dappled Things, and American Renaissance. Haven't we been talking about them a lot the last 2 weeks? Andy Nowicki has published four books: Considering Suicide, The Doctor and the Heretic, The Columbine Pilgrim, and his latest, which we'll be discussing tonight, Under the Nile. Andy, welcome back, my friend.
James, it's very good to be back, and good things come to those who wait.
That's, well,
happy
that
to
would,
have waited.
Hey, that would be us. The good thing is coming for us, because we've waited 3 weeks for the stars to align again, and it's been one thing after another. But it's great to have you back tonight. I do apologize that Winston is not able to be here with us, but of course, under his medical conditions, it's he's kind of at the mercy of his partner in crime there, the transcriptionist. But we're going to do a good job, as we always do with you, Andy. And
Winston's with us in spirit tonight.
Right. You've been appearing with us for years. It's great to have another one. Your new book, Under the Nile. Now, people would think Nile River, but it's not spelled that way. N-I-H-I-L, Under the Nile. Tell us a little bit about the book and indulge me about the word.
Okay. Yes, well, it's my new book titled Under the Nile, which I published with Countercurrents, who published my last novel, The Columbine Pilgrim, last year, 2011.
Right.
And it's Nile, spelled N-I-H-I-L, so Under the Nile, which is the Latin term meaning nothing. It's also usually pronounced Nihil, but for my purposes, for the pun, you know, with the river, obviously, it's Under the Nile. And Under the Nile is a book that is in some ways a thematic sequel to The Columbine Pilgrim. So readers of Columbine Pilgrim will, I imagine, get some things out of Under the Nile as well. It's a novel about written from the perspective of a guy who is originally going to seminary school, studying to be a priest, and then he gets drummed out for a number of reasons, which may or may not be legitimate. In any case, afterwards, he has a nervous breakdown. And after his nervous breakdown, he is approached by, lying in his hospital bed, he's approached by a mysterious man who claims to be a government agent. And this man invites our hero, the narrator, to become a part of an experimental program, which might call to mind, I've been studying a lot about MK Ultra experiments, just some weird, weird, ghastly stuff from the 50s and 60s, and who knows how much later than that. In any case, in this fictional account, the hero is given this opportunity to become basically a government guinea pig. There's been this new drug called Nihil, spelled N-I-H-I-L, and the title Under the Nile. It's a drug that's been designed in order to help soldiers fighting in the so-called War on Terror fight with greater fierceness and abandon. It's a drug that's designed to basically kill all apprehension and fear in the mind, so that there's no inhibitions left, not even of death. But there are possibly some side effects. So the narrator is basically a vulnerable guy who gets offered this opportunity to be he's going to be paid lucrative money to become a guinea pig for the government. He agrees to do so because he's kind of at the end of his rope at that point anyway. And, sex, violence, and mayhem ensue thereafter.
Well, this is certainly a timely book, Andy, with everything going on, obviously, in the Middle East. You know, we just featured a story at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and I was going to talk about it later on in this hour. You know, people coming home from that war or occupation, whichever way you want to look at it, to embrace fates worse than death. And obviously this book incorporates a little bit of that within it. Am I correct?
Right. I'm not that keen on, you know, just intense topicality. I like to write in a way that hopefully people 50 years from now will still, and 100 years from now will still appreciate it. But yeah, I think in this case, you're right. There is a topical aspect to the novel in that it reflects on, again, the so-called War on Terror, and the fact that for me, how do you fight a war against people who aren't afraid to die? In fact,
The political cesspool guys. We'll be back after these.
Yeah, and you caught the cue there. Most people don't. I was gonna let you finish your sentence and then tell you to hold up right there, my friend. We're gonna continue to promote your book, Under the Nile. We got the author, Andy Nowicki, here with us now. Stay tuned, folks. We're just getting started. We've got another segment with Andy forthcoming. We'll be right back.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. We have one more fleeting segment with our featured guest of the hour, Andy Nowicki, author, celebrated columnist, Andy Nowicki. We've talked about some of his previous books during the first segment, or at least we mentioned them in passing. His current book, Under the Nile, and he gave us a little bit of background information about that as we move forward now. Andy, this is the second book you've published with Countercurrents, and I'm familiar with the group there. They work closely with Dr. Kevin McDonald, among others. Last year, you published The Columbine Pilgrim, which we also promoted on this program, a somewhat controversial novel for all the blood, gore, violence, and rampant political incorrectness. Is Under the Nile more of the same, or are you going in a different direction with this title?
Well, I would say it's in some ways more of the same. There's not the same degree of blood, gore, and violence. There still is the rampant political correctness. Political incorrectness.
Right, I was going to say, maybe you've really changed direction. Okay, no, political incorrectness, we can work with that.
That's a change that I don't think I will. I'm ever interested in. That's a direction I never particularly want to go down. Rampant political correctness. So it's slightly different in that. Really, as I was saying just before the break, I've become interested lately in certain things that are more, I guess you could say, topical. You mentioned the war. What I was talking about earlier was, you know, the whole, again, in the so-called war on terror, you're fighting against Islamic radicals, people who have, you know, a strong faith, a belief in God, a belief in a transcendent order, and who aren't afraid to die. And there's kind of a catch-22. How do you fight a war against people who aren't afraid to die when you are basically represent a spiritually moribund culture, which unfortunately the West is today in many ways, where, you know, a worldly kind of culture where death is something gravely to be feared. And so I was really interested in exploring that, and also the whole issue of paranoia. I'm sort of a connoisseur of conspiracy theories, and I'm basically a skeptic myself. But you never really know. And God knows the government has done terrible things in the past. And those are just the things that we know about. And so I would say it's different from the Columbine Pilgrim in that it's in some ways more political, more interested, more topical, more interested in issues, you know, like the ones I talked about, like the spiritual degradation of the West and the, you know, the paradox, I suppose you could say, of the so-called war on terror.
Folks, you know, we're very selective about those with whom we share our airtime with. For us to have Andy Nowicki on is not only an endorsement of his work, but basically a statement saying you should go and patronize his work. You should buy the book, not just Under Amen. The Nile, which is the book he's under promote tonight, but all of his previous titles. And before we go on further in the interview, Andy, where can people get your most recent book and your previous books as well?
Okay, well, they're all available on Amazon. They're all available at barnesandnoble.com. The Columbine Pilgrim, which you can see a promo for, somewhat of a legendary promo, on YouTube. I say that modestly. It can be the Columbine Pilgrim and Under the Nile, again, that's N-I-H-I-L, Under the Nile, can both be purchased at countercurrents.com, counter-currents.com. And my first book, Considering Suicide, is available also on Amazon and from ninebandedbooks.com, and The Doctor and the Heretic, also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but the publisher there is blackoak.com.
Well, basically, folks can go to Amazon.com, type in Andy Nowicki, and all of their dreams will
exactly.
be fulfilled. But also, we've got some other subsidiaries getting the book out as well. Now, back to the matter at hand. Your novels tend to feature a desperate character as the protagonist, almost an anti-hero, you might say. Why do you feel yourself drawn to such characters?
Well, that's a good question. I would say there's something, you can learn a lot from hearing the perspective of a desperate character, somebody who is not, who's maybe gone off the rails a bit, but who's still enough together and cognizant enough of what's going on in order to be able to reflect on himself and reflect on his mindset. I find works like, of course, Dostoevsky's Notes from Underground, and some of the short stories by Edgar Allan Poe, where you've got these characters who, again, are a little out there, but and again, like you say, desperate. But the human condition is a desperate one in many ways, and I think in our time, in our era, we are so we've lost so much of our spiritual, moral, cultural heritage. There's a looming void ahead of us. And I think, like someone once said, the mass of men live lives of quiet desperation. And this is, I think it's maybe not even so quiet anymore in our day. And so I think the desperate kind of character really speaks to this age in many ways. And so that's another reason why I really enjoy, again, taking on this kind of character really putting the pedal to the metal and seeing where it takes the story.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, our guest right now is Andy Nowicki. The book is Under the Nile. It can be purchased through countercurrents.com, counter-currents.com. Andy, one more question before the break, and I hope we can work this one in. The articles you write for Alternative Right, which all of my listeners should be familiar with, the great website administered by Richard Spencer, and The Last Ditch, are openly polemical and express a right-wing perspective. However, your fiction tends not to be polemical. People of all different political persuasions can enjoy it, provided they have the stomachs for it. Yet, you've said before that your fiction relates to issues dear to the so-called movement, quote-unquote, as well. Can you explain how this is so?
Well, yeah, I do like to write. I write both fiction and nonfiction, and the fiction that I write isn't really promoting a cause. except as you as we've talked about before, it's rampantly politically incorrect, and you know the National Organization for Women or for Women, NAACP and CLAD would probably all hate it if they knew about it, and I'd be happy for their hatred. But that aside, I think you know, no matter what your perspective is, you can, as long as you're open-minded and not put off by political incorrectness, you can get something out of it. But I do think that we need a literary culture, you know, a literary bulwark against the crises that we, you know, that face us. It's not just about political issues. You know, it's not just about demographics. We hear a lot about, you know, how we're losing so much demographically in the West these days, and with multiculturalism and political correctness, of course, and all of these social ills. But the real issue, I think, is at root a spiritual one. And the only way to restore, I mean, a culture that is spiritually dead will not live for long. It's like a fish out of water. And, you know, we need a belief in a transcendent faith in order to survive. It's part of what it means to be human. And so I think I want to write books that and stories that address this great need and the great desperation that is the current state of things.
Well, I think you've done an outstanding job of that, my friend, which is why we continue to feature you as a guest year after year after year, book after book after book. Andy Nowicki, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep him on after the commercials for one final question, and then we're going to remind you how you can get a copy of his title right after this. Stay tuned. Some rapid fire segment.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs. And there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift, freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number 3, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European-American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, LighthouseLiterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com. A bright light for the right.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta
get out of this place. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. We're having the Political Cesspool online chat and virtual fan party right now. It's taking place for at least the next half hour until the show's over. Been going on all night tonight at CFCC.org. Andy Nowicki's name is being batted around the chat room right now. He's our featured guest, and I want to remind you that you can get Andy's newest book, Under the Nile, at counter-currents.com. All of Andy's books, his great books, are available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Just type in Andy Nowicki. Andy, it's been entirely our pleasure to have you back on the show tonight to discuss Under the Nile. Last question for you. What do you say in response to people who criticize your work by saying that, quote-unquote, conservatives like us, paleoconservatives maybe, should write nice books, uplifting books, that you dwell too much on the negative, on the evil side of human nature? What do you say to them?
Well, that is something I've heard from time to time. And it does seem like some conservatives, even, you know, paleoconservatives or whatever you want to call us mean old right-wingers, it does seem that there is a strain on the right that seems to say, you know, the arts have just grown, there's too much sex and violence and profanity everywhere, and we need to clean it up, and everything should be G-rated, or at worst PG-rated. So it is a critique that I've heard, and let me say that I do personally very much like wholesomeness, and I prize innocence. I have two children myself. I prize the innocence that they have, and mourn the innocence that's lost in the world today in many ways. But I also would say, in response to that whole criticism, I quote from the great Southern Catholic writer Flannery O'Connor, who got asked somewhat the same thing. Her stories tended to be very disturbing, darkly funny, but often violent and a lot of really kind of grotesque and unadmirable characters. And so, you know, and she was a Catholic. She was a devout Catholic. And people asked her, or people, you know, it went around, why is she writing this way? And her answer was, in one particular essay, she said, "To the heart," this is a quote, "to the heart of hearing you shout, and for the almost blind, you draw large and startling pictures." And really, that's my response as well. You have to speak to the culture that you're in. You have to address it. You have to communicate. You know, art is not just about expression; it's also about communication. You don't want to be gratuitous. You know, you don't want to just be indulgent, but you can't shy away from anything, any subject matter. You have to put it all out there, because, you know, you really have to address what's really going on. Again, hopefully to a positive end, hopefully to the end of restoring so much that has been lost in our culture. So that would be my answer to that critique.
Well, Andy, and thank you for being not only a contributing member to our cause, but one of its leading lights. And ladies and gentlemen, again, Andy Nowicki, get his newest book, support the work of the people who are out there fighting on your behalf. Andy Nowicki is certainly one of them. Counter-currents.com. Countercurrents.com. Get the new book and get all of the previous books written by Andy Nowicki at Amazon or Barnes and Noble.
Several copies.
Yeah, thanks so much, my friend, for coming on tonight and being such a joy. Sorry for the delay in having you back on, and I apologize again on Winston's behalf. He really wanted to be here, but it was an outstanding interview, and we're all the better for it.
All right, James, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
We look forward to next time already. Andy Nowicki, everybody, big round of applause. And again, don't forget to check out his work and buy the books. Now, that being said, I want to move on to a more somber story, something we also featured this week at thepoliticalcesspool.org. An increasing number of our soldiers are returning home from Afghanistan with genital injuries. Now, this is an absolutely heartbreaking story, as I wrote. the documents how a startling number of young men are coming home to America to embrace a fate worse than death. And while I would never wish this sort of tragedy on anyone, it should be criminal for hypocrites like Obama, Bush, Santorum, Romney, etc., 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 basically everyone but Ron Paul, to lobby for war or occupation without having ever once served in the front lines of a combat unit themselves. And at the very least, if all of these hawks feel so led to turn America into an empire, a global police force, they should at least, if they feel so strongly about it, right, they should at least volunteer their own children for service there in the front lines in their stead. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not a pacifist. In fact, the furthest thing from it. I do believe in a just war if America's vital interests are threatened. I would never shrink from my duties as a man if my family was at risk. I would have willingly fought in some wars, the war between the states being one of them. However, these illegal and unconstitutional wars and occupations that have been going on since World War II without an official decree from Congress, they're not worth the lives and the manhood of boys who have shown more courage than any of the current crop of career politicians ever have. The only mistake that our boys are making is volunteering to sacrifice so much on behalf of an empire that doesn't deserve them. And we've got this absolutely heartbreaking story, as I said. A 23-year-old man, apparently one of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young men that go off to war and they come back. This one in particular, his name is Mark Litnitsky. 23-year-old rifleman with the Lima Company. He got married 6 months before his deployment, and he comes back, and one of his arms is blown off by an IED. Both of his legs and his genitals. He'll never be able to be with his wife again. He'll never be able to have children. And this is the price he paid. The price he paid for what? And he still believes in the war. He still believes that he would do it all over again. And he's 23, was married 6 months. He'll never be able to be with his wife in an intimate way again. He'll never be able to have children. I encourage everyone, no matter what your take is on American foreign policy, you say a prayer for this family. You say a prayer for that woman. You say a prayer for this man, this husband and wife. It's good, you know, 23 years old, 8 years younger than me, whole life ahead of him. And, you know, you think about them the next time you hear Bush or Obama or Romney or Santorum or any of these guys. You know, again, is it worth it if you're fighting to defend your home, to defend your way of life? Absolutely it is. But is that the case here? You know, as Sonny Landham calls it, a bunch of camel dung shovelers who, you know, what are they fighting with? Dirt clods? Rifles from the Soviets? From the 50s? You know, these people, it's particularly if the American government would do what they were supposed to do and put these soldiers on the border and control immigration, they would never be a threat to America. And you think about these soldiers, like this gentleman I'm talking about now, you think about their sacrifice the next time you hear a hawk, a coward, like Santorum or Romney or Obama. You send them over there. You think about these people. Speaking of Santorum, you know, I was on the great Liberty Roundtable show earlier this week, hosted by Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, the network that syndicates the political cesspool to the masses. And we talked, we had a great interview. If you can go back to last Wednesday's show at libertyroundtable.com, you can listen to it. Where we were talking about Santorum, and did you know that in 2008, Rick Santorum not only endorsed Mitt Romney, he enthusiastically endorsed Mitt Romney. And I ask you to go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and read what Santorum had to say about Romney in 2008 versus what he's saying about him now that he's running against him. You know, they're both neocon shills. Neither of them deserve the vote of any authentic conservatives, but I post this only to show you how shallow political alliances are when you're dealing with trash like Romney and Santorum. Makes me all the more thankful for the working relationships that we share with the members of our listening audience here in the political cesspool, which it's a sincere partnership that we have, a bond between my staff and the fans of this program that make our work possible. It's a bond that career politicians like Romney and Santorum will never know. We won't sell out our people and betray our principles in order to find a fast track to political power. And as a result, we've built true friendships, friendships that we share with those in the CFCC.org online chat tonight. Our lives aren't meaningless. They may have power and money, but they don't have what really counts. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
America has lost her way, lost her mooring, forgotten her direction. What once protected us from leftist theories and cloud-borne wish lists of egalitarian quacks and crackpots was that our principles and values were grounded on experience. What actually worked? As settlers built new political societies from scratch, from the ground up. America was based on personal responsibility, our right to manage our own affairs without the dictation of central planners or a distant bureaucracy. But we're losing that foundation. We're losing our liberty. At www.truthbasedlogic.com, we offer arguments for which the enemies of traditional America have no answers. TruthBasedLogic.com exists to help us better understand, defend, and restore the heritage we are losing.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, right before that last commercial break, I was talking about just the despicable... You can't trust these guys, obviously. I mean, that's elementary, to say the least. But Santorum said this of Romney in 2008, and nothing about Mitt Romney has changed since 2008 and today. He was a neocon then, he's a neocon now. And I'm just hearing in my ear, Rick Santorum wins Louisiana. What an update. Thank you, Sam. Rick Santorum has just won Louisiana, which is going to further elongate the Republican primary. I tell you, you know, and I was talking again with Sam Bushman about this on the Liberty Roundtable show. Yep. I hope, just because they have such disdain for the Republican Party, for their betrayal of conservative principles, for their betrayal of the people who vote for them. You know, they couldn't care less about those people. I hope that they go to the convention and it's a bloodbath, you know, figuratively speaking. I hope that Mitt Romney doesn't have the number of delegates needed to make this just another pageant, another coronation. And I hope that Ron Paul goes in there and wields some power in whatever way he can. And as much as I despise him, I hope that Newt Gingrich stays in the race and keeps his delegates. And I hope it's a fight. I hope it spills out onto the streets of Tampa, Florida. I hope it's utter chaos and carnage. The Republicans deserve that. They deserve no unity. They have done everything they can to pander to the only people who will never vote Republican while throwing the only people who will vote Republican under the bus. Santorum wins Louisiana, breaking news, hot off the press, right here in the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio. And this is what Santorum said 4 years ago. In a few short days, Republicans from across the country will decide more than their party's nominee. They will decide the very future of the Republican Party and the conservative coalition that Ronald Reagan built. Conservatives can no longer afford to stand on the sidelines of this election, and Governor Romney is the candidate who will stand up for the conservative principles that we hold dear. Governor Romney has a deep understanding of the important issues confronting our country today. And he is the clear conservative candidate that can go into the general election with the United Republican Party. That's what Santorum said of Mitt Romney in 2008 when he was running against John McCain. What happened? Nothing happened. Politics happened. The Republican parties for putting up sellouts and weak-minded people like these guys, they don't deserve your vote. If you're in the Republican Party and you voted for anybody besides Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul in the last decade, 20 years, maybe longer than that, Buchanan. You know, heaven help you. All right, Peter Scoop Stanton on the line, our intrepid correspondent. Scoop, where do we go tonight? It's been a bit of a busy night, as it always is. But what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Good evening, James. Good evening, Cesspool family. Here's a true story from the Stanton household that happened earlier today. My wife and I and our toddler, we're going to a memorial service for a good friend of my in-laws. So, as usual, James, as you know, if you have a toddler, you're probably running late. So, we're running late going to this memorial service, and my wife is absolutely famished. So, despite the fact we're running late going to a memorial service with somebody she's known all her life, she has to stop at McDonald's to get something to eat. So, needless to say, I wasn't too happy, just for the fact that, you know, we're running late and, you know.
Were you mad that you were running late or that you stopped at McDonald's? Or was it a combination?
Right. And it just, a good time was had by none on the car ride over to the church. Secondly, James, as you know, I'm a graduate of the Roland Martin School of Investigative Journalism, and therefore I have a major correction. I reported on the Occupy D.C. protests at McPherson Square, claiming that the Tea Party also held a rally there. I was absolutely wrong. The Tea Party rally was at Freedom Plaza, not McPherson Square. Freedom Plaza has almost no trees and no big statue. However, the area of both McPherson Square and Freedom Plaza look very, very similar, and they're only 4/10 of a mile apart. And yet, at Liberty Plaza, some of the Occupy people had some tents there, and that started to look like a tenement, too. So wherever Occupy goes, there's nothing but dirt, hate, and discontent over there.
Well, we appreciate the correction. That's something certainly that the national media doesn't seem prepared to do, particularly within the Trayvon Martin case, which we've been covering a great deal of the night.
Right. And also, here's some Saturday filler that I like to call it the top 10 things you can't find in the ghetto. Number 10, a frozen yogurt stand. Number 9, food delivery from local restaurants.
Number yeah, right, store. Right.
Number 7, a farmer's market. Number 6, a salon and day spa. Mind you, a hair and nail salon does not count. Number 5, a Chipotle restaurant. Number 4, Wi-Fi. Number 3, a sushi bar. Number two, an Apple store. And the one thing you cannot find in the ghetto, a Starbucks coffee shop.
I was going to say a job, but I guess that didn't make the... Hey, if I had drums here at the studio tonight, Scoop, I would give you a rim shot. That's good. You got to go on Letterman with that top 10 list.
Yeah, but then I'd be running out really quick.
Well, Scoop, you've been to the website undoubtedly this week. At least I hope you've been to the website some this week. Any of the stories we've covered in the last week to 10 days that particularly pique your interest with the remaining time we have left?
I haven't been on the website today, unfortunately. However, this one thing that really gets my goat is the Zimmerman story down in Florida.
It seems to be the story of the night or of the month, not just here but everywhere.
Right, and that's going to be story of the decade. Mark my words that Mr. Zimmerman will be thrown under the bus either by the county prosecuting attorney, the state prosecuting the attorney or attorney general, or Eric Holder and his band of misfit attorneys.
They're all looking at him, but like I said, Scoop, I'm not 100% sure because, you know, he's not white. I mean, they don't want to pit the Hispanics versus the blacks. They need both of them to vote Obama. And they expect both of them to vote Obama. They don't want to have a rift, which, you know, within the minorities versus the majority thing they got cooking here. I don't know. It's going to be very, I mean, I think obviously if Zimmerman had turned out to be white like they originally reported, you know, a public stoning might be in order. But since he doesn't fit the script and they jumped the gun without checking the facts, I don't know what's going to come of this. But I'll tell you what, we're going to keep tabs on it and let folks know.
Right, and according to either Alex Jones or the Drudge Report, that the new Black Panther Party has a bounty for Zimmerman's head. So I hope for his sake he's in hiding and well armed to the teeth. If you need somebody with some firepower, I would suggest the Bombardier's house.
Yeah, that's right. The Bombardier is always locked and loaded and ready for a fight. So, if Zimmerman needs a bodyguard, you know, Eddie is a former combat fellow. He will oblige. He's always looking to bonk some heads. Well, anyway, Scoop, what else you got for us? We got about a minute left.
That's all I have. All I can say is that you can follow me at @TheScoopStanton at Twitter and @ScoopStanton on Facebook. I'd like to thank all five of my fans on both social networks. Also, turn off that damn TV and do something, because the problem that we're in is not the libs' fault. It's your fault because you'd rather watch Dancing with the Stars and football.
Yeah, there you go. So, they got to watch it. I mean, they can't live with that. It's bread and circus. We're the new Rome. And if we're going to behave like the new Rome, we're going to pay the price that Rome paid. Anyway, thank you, Scoopy, for your contributions. And I look forward to next week's installment of the many adventures of Scoop Stanton here on the Political Cesspool Radio program. And we'll talk to you then, buddy.
All right. Same to you. God bless.
God bless you. Peter Scoop Stanton. There he goes. Anyway, folks, a lot of other news we didn't have the chance to get to tonight. All the news that is news, whether we covered it on the program or whether we didn't have the time to get to it, can be found mouse click away at thepoliticalcesspool.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. There, you know, another thing we're doing here, like the broadcast archives, the blog is just littered with treasure. And what we're doing is we're revisiting, we're digging up some of those treasures, classic articles from thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're refeaturing those each week here for the benefit of the new fans who may just be learning of our work. And we featured one last week. This week's classic TPC article is The Death Rattle of Mainstream Conservatism. It's an article that I wrote after Glenn Beck's big rally at the Lincoln Memorial back in August 2010. It went like wildfire over the internet at the time. Very good piece, still timely. Check it out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. There also, you might want to look into the updated story about GCB, Good Christian, you know what, the ABC primetime show. Got to get Ted Pike on next week. That's my mission. Got to get Ted Pike on to talk about this because Ted Pike is the one leading the charge. Is GCB a prelude to Christian persecution? Read Ted Pike's article about that, featured at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And don't forget to take a look at the sponsors. On behalf of my entire staff and crew here, I'm James Edwards. Live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. And to my daughter, who turns 2 years old tonight, I love you, Isabel. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy is coming home. Good night, everybody.